All right, yo, shh.
You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right.
All right. Talk to him.
What's up, niggas?
Talk to him.
We gotta watch the camera, our curses now.
And stuff. Yeah.
Because we don't get pushed in the algorithm as much because we use a lot of...
profanity.
No, we gotta demean it. It's not profanity. It's bad words.
That's all it is.
We use bad words...
And how do you
use most of the bad words.
How do you fix bad language with good language?
Yes. Yeah, so, man. What's up, mother lovers?
Yeah, see?
This your boy, Richard Picasso. I'm here with my mother loving homie.
Hey, yo. Talk to him.
So, we're back. We're back in this.
Like, we never left.
Back in this biz.
Yo, what up, G? How you been?
Been good. You know, going to doing a lot of cool stuff this week coming up. You know, finally dropped my Peace Love Yo-Yos like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, let's go.
Got officially 10 sold shirts. Thank you to the people that bought it in Texas, Colorado, California, Connecticut, Jersey, Indiana.
Look at you going around the world.
Well, around America for the most part. Well,
so what? That's enough. You got to start somewhere.
Yep,
fuck.
Start somewhere. So I can't wait to see the you know, the fruition. Is it fruition or fruition?
We know what you mean.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like
we can't
growth,
wait, you can't wait to see the fruits of your labor.
Yes, the fruits of the labor, the growth of the brand, because I have an exclusive, you know, shirt coming out in November, so be on the lookout for that. I'm going to be doing some promo for it hopefully in the next couple of weeks, and it's going to be dope. So, yeah, man, and, you know, this week I'm going to Digilog.
What is that?
It's like a big independent music artist conference that they're throwing in this place called Industria in Brooklyn.
Okay.
It's like artists from like pretty much all over the world, like different A&Rs, different, pretty much anything that's like music, like to help build your own brand independently is going to be there for music.
Okay.
So I'm going to be going there Wednesday. They have like a kickoff party. And then Thursday and Friday is like their actual two-day conference thing. And then I'm also going to Comic-Con Friday.
Okay. You got to love yourself some Comic-Con.
Yes, I love Comic-Con.
Comic-Con is the she's naive. Shout out to Lil Scrappy. I'm learning the language, baby.
So I can't wait. I'm going to go with my lady. So I hung out with her.
What are you guys dressing up as?
I don't want to reveal yet.
Oh, you're gonna hold it? You're gonna hold it? Ah.
Because it's like a couple's thing.
I ain't going, all right, well, that's a good clue. I ain't going to lie. Like I'm going to be 50-50 with y'all. Some of y'all wait for days like this to really bring out the weirdest part of you guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be 50-50 with y'all. Like, sometimes the costumes you guys be wearing, I know you literally sat there the entire year and you really were like, oh, I can't wait for this day so I can look like Iron Man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and pay thousands and tens of thousands of dollars to get that official costume.
Oh, yeah. Nah, yeah. Like, or salute to you people that make it. Since I got into the 3D printing world, I realized that I, too, myself can make a mask. I, too, myself can make an Iron Man outfit. Depending how big the 3D printer is and how defined I want to get, even with small 3D printers, you can reach the capacity of making something like, let's say, the Iron Man shield. Like, I've seen somebody 3D print a pretty good-sized car with a 3D printer, and it just took him 2-3 years to do it because you have to do it piece by piece, glue it, but the possibilities are endless. So when I see some of these costumes nowadays, we're in the era where you don't have to pay thousands of dollars for that costume. Now you can actually get it off, right, and make it yourself. Like, the ability is there. It's $200 for a printer, and learning the technology on how to use it is priceless. But now they have people that's been doing it for so long that, like, right now I'm in the midst of creating a Dragon Ball Z world. Like, what's it called? Doriyama? How do you say it? I don't want to sound stupid. Dorama?
Diorama?
Diorama? Whatever it's
called. That thing in the box where you could put...
So, right now I'm learning about resin. I'm learning about how to use resin molding and different color resins. And because I got one of the hardest parts, getting the models, making the models. That's, you know, you got to get the file. Then you got to properly put structure in order for the 3D printer to print it, depending on what you have, whether you have a resin printer or a filament printer. You have to, even though you get the design, you still have to put enforcements and structures in order for it to build up properly. Feel me? Because you got things that hang, and obviously you can't make something out of thin air. It has to have a base to build off of. So the whole challenge of making it, putting it all together, yo, 20, 30 years ago, there was somebody that was carving these pieces out of wood or buying them in the store and collecting them. And I literally get to make it all myself. It's so satisfying. You know what's also cool about Comic-Con, though? And I got put on by my mans that he's a collector. He collects, you know, comic books. He collects toys. When you go to his room, his room is filled with walls full of action figures. No cap. Action figures in the boxes. So what he does is he looks at who's coming to Comic-Con, and if he's available to go, what these collectors do is, let's say the Ninja Turtles are going to be at Comic-Con, right? Let's say the creators of the Ninja Turtles are going to be at Comic-Con. So what I have a collection of Ninja Turtle comics. I have a collection of Ninja Turtle toys in the box. I bring them with me to Comic-Con. Mm. I bring that with me to Comic-Con, and the creators, you have to pay a fee.
Yep.
They charge you,
yep.
But they autograph all the stuff.
Yep.
And once they autograph a piece of paraphernalia that is... Once they autograph it, that's it. Now the value of it just triple, double, sometimes can go 10 times the amount. Like, let's just say the last issue, the first issue of something or the last issue of something, and now you go to a Comic-Con, right? And they sign that issue. That issue's value just went up. Actually, you know, so my man put me onto that. He was like, there's people that you pay them. You pay these runners. Like, say I was going to Comic-Con, right? And I'm not a collector, but I know the collector and he can't go. I will put a post out there. Listen, anybody have... These are the people that it's going to be at Comic-Con in 2023. If anybody has comics or anything that are collectibles from these people, I'll get them signed for you. And now I'll get paid to go over there, right? It'll probably pay for my Comic-Con ticket and more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get paid to go over there and just get these autographs for these people.
That's what they do.
Yo, that I just got put onto that. I didn't know there was money to be made there. I thought there was only money to be made by them there.
No, man. Sometimes it could be a very lucrative business to like collect and get things signed. Like, you have the opportunity to do it, especially at a place like Comic-Con where you're going to meet a lot of celebrities, a lot of different movie stars, a lot of different creators there. Why not?
Once in a lifetime.
Once
in a lifetime. Even if they do come next year.
Yep.
It's still once in a lifetime because this setting, surrounded by these people, and I'll go where I started before. Some of you weirdos just wait all year round for these things to come around. So you guys must feel good when you're grouped up together.
Yep. I know my girl does. She's very into cosplay. Like, she always dresses up. She just did some dress up thing like yesterday that she showed me.
I saw some lady draw. She draws animals on her face.
Hmm?
And then she makes gestures like this, and it'd be looking like the donkeys laughing and talking.
Oh, yeah. I know
you see her, right?
Yep, I know you talk about.
Yo, art is amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't get away from it.
No, this is, wait, if I can find it. Hold up.
Hey, while you look for that.
I did that AI thing, and it's really.
What?
Even now,
oh, no, I saw the pictures.
Yeah,
if you guys don't know, go check out this man's gram right now. On his gram, he got these pictures that basically is what would... You know what you could do? You I don't want to see your shorty. No, it went over here. It moved when you gave it to me. What you do is... Rich, do me a favor. Right now, send me those pictures... that you took, so this way I could put it right here. I'll put it in the middle so you guys see what I'm talking about. My man Yo-Yo put himself in an AI app, and they gave him pictures if he was a gay man. They gave him pictures if he was a varsity football player.
I can send it to my MacBook right now. Or should I send it to
you? No, send it to me because I got to edit it. When I edit this, I'm going to put it right here in the middle so they see it. But this AI shit is getting out of control. Yo, but did you read the fine print? Because you remember the problem with that first AI thing, right?
Yep.
That you give them permission to use your likeness whenever they want now. Yep. Yeah, nigga sent me 16 photos. I don't know if I'm going to show all 16, but I'll try.
16, but you could choose.
Yeah, look, let's have fun with this. Let's describe Rich right now. Let's have fun with this. All right.
Wow, he's gonna.
You got Richie from a 1980s teeny bop movie. You got Richie from the same movie but as a different character. Oh shit. Richie looks like Take Me Home Tonight right now. Yo, you got Richie if he was a model, because he thinks he's a model. Yo, they're so good with this AI shit, they gave him a full bald hairline. Yeah, see, this is where the gay pictures start coming in. I love you, Rich, but...
What, like this one?
I was thinking more like this one. Like, yo, this nigga, he's hugging... Oh, man, this is hilarious.
I feel like that's my true potential, this type of picture. No, it could be the Juelz Santana look.
I don't think you look bad like that one. I think
if I really let my hair grow out back like 20 years ago, it would look like that.
No, you'll never get this hair.
I'll never get this hair now.
He's like, this guy's like Indian or something. This guy, Rich will never get that hair.
Whatever.
I love you, bro. Whatever. Wait, before we get into the nonsense, two things. You motherfucker that hit my car. I'm trying to scare. Yo. This guy, you, hit and run, dude. You, whoever sees this shit, if you know trying a dude so hard with a big vehicle and it came through dented last Friday and it had red on it, that red that don't belong on this vehicle, that's because it came from my vehicle. And it was a hit and run on Friday at 5:55. It was Saturday. Saturday at 5:55. It's hurting me not to curse. Saturday, 5:55 in the afternoon, you caused a boo-boo to my V and then you took off. Okay? I just want to tell you, I don't hope you're right. I hope that your passenger got hit hard enough that the arm is dangling off when you got home and you didn't know what to do. I hope you were illegal to this country, and I don't mean South American. I just mean illegal to this country, and then you committed this accident, so you can't go to the hospital because you wind up getting deported, and then they'll ask what happened. I hope the vehicle was so damaged that you can't get to no fake work tomorrow. I hope that the worst thing in the world happened to you, because the way you left the scene of a crime on a hit and run was a real piece of poopy type of move to do as a human being.
This man's
you don't know poopy. You don't know what you left behind. You don't know who was hurt, if anybody died, if anybody got killed. You don't know if you did any of that. So for you to leave the scene like that, one, I'm going to go ahead and be hypocritical because I've left scenes of accidents before. But that's when the people hopped out the car and tried to like hurt me and curse me out and shit. So I knew they were alive. You didn't even stop to stay to see if the person was still alive. So forever, whoever you are, and I'm doing this on purpose so I can manifest it and put the energy out there. Whoever you are that did that to my vehicle, I wish nothing but the worst things for you. No cap, no holding back, no Vaseline, just straight ramming
ice cube
in the freak. You know what I mean? Just straight, ooh, you know what I mean? Method Man stuff. You know what I'm saying? Show your butthole clothes and keep feeding you and feeding you and feeding you. You know what I'm saying? Put your ding dong on a table and hit it with a rusty screwdriver. Like, bow! You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope that happens to you. But yeah, pursue. Oh yeah, rest in peace. Old man Lance got killed on Friday by this bum ASS construction. This is really hard. This bum ASS construction going on. They killed a good man. He was 50 years, always helped the community, always helped everybody. He was a scrap man. He picked up metal, did nothing to nobody. Fell off the curb, tripped on his face, got his head ran over by a damn dumpster, a construction truck. Going down a one-way, might I add. Flaggers not doing their job. You know, broke my heart because he left behind a brother that now is just like... You can see it. You'll never know when you're gonna go. So like, super appreciate life. You know, like this man was helping everybody. Never did nothing wrong. We'll see him every night, just sitting there with his brother drinking a beer. And then the next morning, going to work, trips off of the curb and gets his brain splattered all over the curb. Like it. You can't make this stuff up. But I did have a discussion on like, you know, what's the alternative? You get old and you die, right? You get old, you die. You know, they don't seem like they have family. It was just them two brothers, right? And when you get older and say your wife, you and your wife get old together. You start to witness each other fall apart, right? You start to witness each other. Oh, my kidney, my this, my that, my bones. I can't walk. I can't move. I'm pooping myself. I'm peeing all over myself. You start to witness a person fall apart, right? And what's more, again, rest in peace, Lance. But this is on topic, but off topic. What's more, what do you think hurts more? Watching somebody slowly deteriorate, right? Because I witnessed my sister, cancer ate her alive. No matter what they tried, no matter what they did, she progressively got worse until she passed away and she's no longer here with us, right? What's the alternative, though? Is it easier to witness somebody have their life taken away from them in an instant, too short? Or is it easier to watch somebody live their life till they're 100, but watch them literally die every day? What do you think is easier? Like, part of me feels like when I hit 70, if I did everything that I have to do, and if God comes to me in my sleep, and like, yo, homie, I'm going to give you this option right now only. You want to be here for the next 30 years? Because you're going to live to 100. Or you want me to take you now? Because I'm not saying it's going to be good when you get to 100. I'm just telling you, I'm giving you the option right now. You could stay in your sleep and not wake up. Well, you could stay in your sleep and not wake up, or you could live the next 30 years.
Well,
your family's going to watch you die, be all fucked up, messed up, inside.
I think it just depends on where you are in life and, like, not only with, like, your health and also what type of people you're around. Like, if I'm, for example, 70.
Yep.
But, you know, I did everything I mostly could do. What if there's, like, a part of me that's, like, still here for a reason? Like, I got family, I got grandkids, I want to live to see something more out of that. There's more to life than just, you know, outside of, like, family. Maybe there's something I haven't truly discovered yet that's not ready for me to go.
Well, that's the gamble. That's the, you're right.
Because I said, we don't know when we're going to go. I could go tomorrow. Exactly. I could go 50 years from now.
Yep.
But it's like, it was either in God's will or just some divine intervention that, like, had to make me leave this earth. But I know for right now, at this moment, while I'm still alive, not sick, nothing's broken, my family's are pretty much all good, that my purpose right now is just to keep doing what I have to do, you know, for a better me. I can only just keep, you change every 7 years. From what you, every 7 years, you become like a whole different person.
From what they say. You're supposed to.
So it's like I'm at this like phase right now. Like I want to try to do everything I possibly can to be like the best version. Like, you know, with the yo-yos, like with the music, with the merch thing I'm doing.
So, for you,
but it's like even if I complete all that, then it's like, okay, what happens next?
After so you're pro-life in all aspects. You're like, nah, I'm gonna stay here and ride this bitch out. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck if. I know I'm gonna be sick when I'm older. I know my family's gonna witness me die. I know that because dying is a part of life regardless. Sickness is a part of life regardless.
Like at some point in life, it's either I'm gonna see one of my parents in a casket,
or your kids and your family is gonna see you in a casket eventually,
or even worse. Excuse me.
That's that ghost pepper. Excuse
me. Shut up. Yeah, ghost pepper cheetah. Or worse than that, my parents see me in a casket.
It's not even only your parents, though, because eventually we all get to casket. So loved
one. Or parents.
Dying is a part of life that we haven't yet figured out. I mean, but maybe we did, though. Like, maybe that's what sacrificing was. Like, maybe that's what sacrificing was. Maybe, because I know that there's people nowadays, and look, whatever, check on your friends. You suicidal people, go get help. I'm not promoting nobody killing themselves because the internet's mad extreme for no reason. What I'm just trying to say is that there must have been a purpose for sacrificing yourself in old times. And the purpose, one purpose might have been people honestly, if they didn't have a reason or a will to live, you know, We find purpose in technology. We find purpose in religion. We find purpose in gods. We find purpose in each other, love. We find purpose in relationships. But not everybody has purpose. There are people in this world that are wandering. I don't want to say empty vessels, but they're wandering souls. They're wandering with no direction and no real purpose. And I think that maybe that's what sacrifice was for. you know, maybe if you got no purpose and you're done and you don't want to see the people that you love, you don't want to make them suffer. Like, I wonder if you could ask a sick person, like, I wonder, and it would come off very insensitive, but I would want to ask, like, a sick person, like, yo, would you, there's a 50-50 chance you're going to live and die right now, but we're going to witness all this shit. Your hair's going to fall out. You're going to be all fucked up. You're going to go through it right now. You're going to go through mad pain and mad shit. Do you want to just pull the plug? So, yo, I think there's some people that'll be like, I could do that. Fuck yeah. Oh, shit. Damn. I think there's some people. It's so hard. I think there's some people that'll be like, yeah. Like, yo.
Unless you make it Squid Games.
What?
Unless you make it Squid Games.
Unless you make it like Squid Games, right? If you're already going to die. Then at least make it entertaining for people.
Remember, because they all had a choice before.
Yeah, no. You know, I mean, but it's true, though. Like, unless, you know, damn, that makes it even more insensitive. Imagine that, the suicidal games. People that don't want to live no more. If you want to come make money or you really want to test how long you're supposed to be living, come over here and try to survive for your life and let other humans watch it. Oh, man, thank God we don't live in barbaric times.
I mean, it's like, as I said, just live for right now. Like, find your purpose. And if you know what your purpose is, try to fulfill your purpose as much as you can.
Yeah, because you never know.
You never know when it's your time to go.
What's the song? What's the AZ song? You know the line?
It's AZ song.
Life's a- and then you die. Oh. That's why we put fly. Because you never know when you're going to go. Life's a-
that was back in
and
the
then
90s.
You die. That's why we put fly. Nigga, ain't nothing, baby. What we talking about here? 90s. I'm 89, all right,
let's get,
baby.
All right, let's get to the actual topic. All right, let's get to the
mesh, son. Boom, 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 Drake. Boom. You want to do the Drake album first?
Let's get that back.
You want to get the Drake album? Let's get the Drake album out the way. Come on, let's get the Drake album out the way. Come on.
All right. You heard Drake's album? For all the dogs?
All right, let's go. Didn't hear Drake's album. I heard one song. I heard one song, and then I changed it back to that Mexican OT, baby. I heard one song and changed it. So pardon me. I do have to listen to it. But I know there was T on people's opinions on the album, so let's talk about that. Did you hear the album?
Yes.
What's your opinion of the album? Start there. This probably gonna be your flow. Go ahead, start there.
Okay.
He's stuttering. He don't. It was such an epic album. No, he don't even know how to deliver this opinion right now. It's so like epic of an album.
Every album from Drake always sounds like a B side to his last album.
It was
the tracks that didn't make it, because from what I was told, this was supposed to be like, oh, we're gonna get old. 09, 010 Drake, like the first two albums Drake, like the Take Care, Thank Me Later Drake on this. I didn't hear none of that. Maybe on one song out of like the 20 that I heard, but it was just okay.
Bro.
And there was no replay value, honestly.
Bro, you didn't find it funny that that Wayne just dropped his mixtape album, The Fix Before the Six last Friday? Mm-hmm. And you my mans, and then you drop next Friday. Isn't that what Hov and Nas used to do to each other?
But
that they would like be petty with it.
But it's Wayne and Drake, like,
I know, but son,
Wayne discovered Drake.
Yeah, but that's why I find it disrespectful. That let my album mixtape rock right now. You go promote my shit for a fucking month, and then you drop your. Don't drop a week after mine. I found, and then they're not on each other's projects neither. I'm not putting no nothing crazy out there, but I'm just saying they're not on each other's projects. They drop back to back, and I haven't heard either one say one thing about each other's album. I'm not starting rumors, but it looks a little funny if that's your man's and he discovered you, because we saw when Jay-Z and Kanye weren't talking, we knew about it. We knew how it was presented and put out there. You know, like it just looks like Wayne and Drake aren't on the same level. If I'm being honest,
they're not.
They don't know. I mean, they're not on the same level. Like, they're not communicating. Like, they're not.
They got communication.
I don't think they got communication.
They got. That's just
Drake. I think Wayne just gets a check from Drake.
He does.
You signed to one. That signed to another nigga. No, that's bad luck.
Four ways.
All right. So his album mediocre at best. Out of 10.
Out of 10, I give it like a 5.
Damn, he didn't even hit half. I thought he would have at least said 6.5.
It was like a 5. It was like there was no standout tracks, and then the features they had SZA, which she
that was a whack song they did. That was a whack song they did. Whack,
sorry. And then they had go, you know, they got 20. That was the wackest 21 Savage song together, like as a feature, because they had like a whole album together not too long ago.
Okay.
But for this particular track, it's not good. Them both on it with 21 Savage, it was whack. Sorry. It was not good. Who else he had on there? I didn't even really focus because they had like some. I think he had Freak. Play. Oh, the Party Next Door track was really dope. The one with Party Next Door? Okay. That was really fun. I actually like that one. That was actually really good. I actually got some of my standout tracks on here.
Yeah, talk to him. Talk to him. His few standout tracks.
First Person Shooter with J. Cole. That was actually pretty good. J. Cole, unfortunately, J. Cole outshined Drake on that track.
What do you mean? J. Cole outshines everybody. He is the he is now known as the feature killer. He is number one feature killer. There's nobody killing features.
Even that one with Lil Yachty, that was really good too.
And there's nobody killing. And salute to Lil Yachty. I clowned him a little bit, but he tried his best to hang with Cole. He tried his best.
I like that another late night by him with Lil Yachty. That was actually pretty good. 8 a.m. in Charlotte. That's when he's actually like spitting, and he had that video with him and his son. Like in the video and stuff. That was pretty dope.
The son that he was hiding. Okay.
Yeah. What would Pluto do? That was pretty dope. That was a pretty dope track. And Drew Picasso.
Well, there's not. How many tracks are on the album?
I think there's like over 23 tracks.
So out of 23, you named what, 6?
Out of 23, I only like 7.
7 out of 23 is not bad. 7 out of 23 is not bad.
It's like less than one third.
But you know what that means, though, right? That means that, all right, let's just say it was one third. Let's say it was 21 songs and you liked 7 of them. If he did 10 songs, that means you would only like about 3. If you thought of
2.
Or 2, but if you thought about it in that dynamic, you know what I'm saying? I wish I knew the theory. I wish I knew the theory behind, like, I have rumors that the reason that the big guys like Wayne and Drake and they put so many songs on an album is so that they could end up on multi Spotify playlists. Yeah, Chris Brown.
To chart high.
Yeah. You know, to but if the music isn't that good, like if the music is genuinely that good, how can you put the thought of wanting to put a epic project together not at the forefront over how many playlists can I get this on in order for me to get paid for? Like, you should want to put out a dope project. 5, 10, 12, 30, 40, 50. No matter what the number is of the songs on the project, it should really blend collectively to be like, oh, damn. Yo, this right here? This is that fire. You know what I'm saying? The way you're placing it to me, and based upon how many songs you did like, based how many songs on the album, based upon your opinion about the album, you said B-side, I kind of feel like he might have just mushed up a whole bunch of songs he found and just, send them to the best engineer, send them to the best.
They have two engineers. Like, if you look at the credits, they have an engineer and then they got like a second master engineer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, send it to the best engineer, send it here, just put it together. I got to hear the project before I fully judge it, but there's bullshit behind the project, right? So Mr. Joseph Budden had an opinion about the project, correct?
Yep.
Would you like to reiterate his opinion from your point of view that you heard it?
Not too bad in a reiterate. I'll video what he said.
Oh, you video what he said? All right.
Because he pretty much did not like the album because he feels
you playing it? Joey just said we're not gonna get the same Drake.
This is like he rapping for the children, and that's my yo dog. I had to look up how old this was when I finished listening to the album. You are 36. Your birthday is in 20 days. I googled that too. You are 37 years old. Get the away from some of these younger niggas and stop these 25 year olds. I'm listening to the album.
That's hate.
You're a 37-year-old billionaire.
That's hate.
I get it that you appeal to the world.
That's hate.
Like, my shit is happening in reverse. Like, with Cole, he used to rap about kid shit. I'm a grown-ass, like, real Jersey City. I want to hear how you lost your virginity, and then he started to grow up. Mm-hmm. And then the rapping sounded like an adult rapping. Mm-hmm. I want to hear adult Drake rapping for adult people.
But why? See, stop that. Cut it off.
Oh, I already cut off.
Yeah, but why? See, before you read Drake's response, because Drake came for Joey's neck in his response. Drake came for Joey's neck. I'm not going to come for Joey's neck. It's unnecessary. That's rapper-ish. And I even have an opinion about that, because when Joey was rapping and Joey dropped Wake and Joey dropped
Padded Room.
Like he dropped songs dissing Drake. He literally dropped.
Yeah, he dropped a three-peat.
Like a three-peat dissing Drake, and Drake had not one thing to say back to homie. So in my opinion, when that happens, and I know there's leagues and there's levels, but shout out to Eminem, because Eminem will respond to Machine Gun Kelly. There's leagues, there's levels. Eminem don't got to respond to nobody.
He didn't respond to Game.
He's goated. He did. He said something about Game before.
What he said about
Not Game? Recently. He didn't respond to Game.
I had Black Some Shady.
I
mean, a whole 10-minute diss.
I'm sure, yeah, but maybe that's why you don't have to respond to Game. You know why? Because at that point, you're a stan. But with Joey and Drake actually had a relationship. They actually had a relationship. They actually had a real relationship. So Joey, in my opinion, I know it's his job. Yo, it's his job to talk ish. It's his job to have, yo, he's allowed to have his opinion. And what sucks is that when you pod, you gotta have a disclaimer that this is your pod voice. You know there's a 50-50 chance anybody that's potting is not saying anything that's the truth to these cameras, to you people. So when he gives his opinion about that album, right, you don't know if he's really meaning that from the heart or he's coming from a bitter place. Because those things that he just, that was hate. Stop fucking these 25-year-olds. What you mean? Why do I have to stop having sexual intercourse with 25-year-olds if that's what I like? They're not 18. They're not 19. They're not just out of puberty. These are 25-year-old baddies that work in strip clubs and that work in King of Diamonds. And that these baddies right here with these beautiful, voluptuous bodies. Oh, yeah, and Joey. I'm not just having sex with one 25-year-old. I'm having sex with like two or three. So if you put their age together, that's 75.
Nah, come on, bro.
Come on. That's hate. Don't talk about who he's having. Let that nigga rock. And then on top of that, again, Drake decided to stay in this hip-hop game. Just because Jay-Z matured and bought properties and moved the Nets over and had state property. Think about how Jay-Z did. The 444 album is warranted. Jay-Z got like 10 years on freaking Drake. The 444 album is warranted.
Yeah, like 20 years on Drake.
My point is that something like the 444 is warranted. It's due. Why you want Drake at 30-something years old to make an album for adults?
It's not like Jay-Z was making a 444 in 37.
My point, and that's why I say Joey's opinion right there is like invalid. How you want this man who's obviously, whatever the hell's going around him, he has the formula. Joey just 2-3 weeks ago was praising him about his come up and how he's the GOAT and this, that, and the third. Sucking him off. But then when he has an opinion, and that's why I said, I don't know if it's his pod voice or he comes from the heart or it comes from hate. I think it comes from hate. The things that he said was hate. You know, talking about his billions, talking about who he's effing, talking about what he's rapping about. Yo, bro, I know 40, 50-year-olds. I know 35-year-olds that are still, yo, Pusha T is an old man still rapping brick talk. Why you don't come at him? That's adult talk? Wait, so Pusha T talking about moving bricks over the interstate when he probably hasn't touched a brick in 15, 20 years, that's adult talk in an album that you'll listen to, right? But you'll get at Drake, arguably the top dog right now in the hip-hop industry, artist-wise. Arguably. You'll have an opinion. You'll have an opinion about how he's doing his stuff. But you'll let other people give a slot because it's cool. That's their warehouse.
That's why I found it weird that he responded. Like Drake responded to him.
Well, Yeah, read the response. I found it weird that Joey's opinion was that. Right. Joey didn't come from a place of, yo, Joe, you just pulled what I just did. He just gave me I didn't listen to the album. He gave me songs that he liked. You see how he gave a detailed breakdown of why he didn't like the album and an opinion? Yo, you just straight up didn't even give a breakdown of each song. You just threw a whole, as a whole, no, I hate this project. And that right there, Joey, that was hate. That was hate. And for all those people, all those yes men that were on your couch, yeah, I'm doing it right now. All those yes men that were on your couch, they know that was hate. They know that was hate. You was coming from a different place. I think Joey's mad that Drake didn't respond to him during those battles.
Nope.
Because Joey's career would have prospered.
He was.
Joey's career would have prospered. It would have went up. It would have went more. You know what I'm saying? Because Joey wouldn't have let it go until they probably made a song together. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, it would have went more and more and more. So Joey's probably bitter he didn't get that opportunity to battle in the same arena with Drake. And the best thing that Joey can do is shit on him whenever it's not up to Joey's liking. Whenever there's a little opportunity to get at Drake, little space, he's going to do it. And that's hate. That's hate. That's hate. Yeah, read Mr. This is not Drake's real response, because I know Drake didn't write this. He definitely...
I feel like he did.
He had like 10 people sit down with him to write this.
No, he probably wrote it down and then he had it edited. Like, yo, check this shit over. See where I messed up at.
Like the first Ether song. You know what I mean? Nas was like, no, don't put that one out.
Like, check this out before we do it again.
Proof this like 6 times before we put it out.
All right, I'm going to keep reading. Just let me know when to stop. Where you're like, wait, hold on. Let me say something about that.
Go ahead. You go.
All right, Joe Budden. You have failed at music. You left it behind to do what you're doing in this clip because it is what actually pays your bills. Mm. For any artist watching this, just remember you are watching a failure give their opinion on his idea of a recipe for success. Mm. A quitter give their opinion on how to achieve longevity. You switched careers because the things that popped into your brain had you broke, living check to check, and the raps you write had 450 men showing up to your shows in dusty and easy jeans to screw their face to move music 29 at pretend you are
that's the eight.
Please, to any artist that's doing what they feel is right, don't let these opinions affect your mindset after the fact.
That's eight.
This guy is a poster child of frustration and surrendering. You retired. And we've never hung your jersey. We don't even remember your number. We don't know you for this. We know you for doing this. You withdrew from rap, not because you accomplished all you needed to. It's because it wasn't working for you. I never wanted anybody in the generations to think that the whole everybody's entitled to their opinion is a real thing.
That's how real his yawning is. He even yawns in the middle of talking.
This is a man projecting his own self-hate. And the fact that I did and continued to do everything he wanted to do for himself. If you need to put it in simpler terms, I own a 767. He owns a modest house in the 973 and flies first class on special occasions.
All right. We're gonna
dissect that.
No, I'm gonna restart your camera real quick for this opinion. Because all right. I don't like your response, Drake, because like I said, that's not that response, it's not only his response.
Nobody responded back to that too.
It's like ten people in the room, right? Oh, he did respond back to it?
Yep.
He wrote something?
Yeah, under it in the comment Joe Budden left.
Oh, go ahead, finish that.
He said, "You'll grow up sooner or later. Father time is undefeated."
Yeah. See, I could have did without his response. Good response, Joey. Good response. Mm-hmm. Because that's deflecting. That's deflecting from what the truth is. You know, the truth of the matter is, some artists get opportunity to create moments in time for their fans. That's how you create cults. Wayne's World wasn't the best movie in the world, but there's a Wayne's World cult. You know what I'm saying? Like, you create cults by moving a moment, by being the perpetrator of a sound, a voice, an opinion. Watch your foot so you don't hit your camera.
No.
For your moment, right? Joe Budden had a moment. Joe Budden had a moment. That song Pump It Up is in every it's a viral song. He had a moment. Unfortunately, he came up in the era where Def Jam was just the top of the top of the top of the top and being and had so many stems in it that not everybody could get their shine. This is the truth. Everybody knows that. But there's something to be said when you're able to fill a building with 450 dudes, goons, fans, right? Whatever you want to call them. There's something intimate about that, in my opinion. More intimate than Drake filling out arenas. Drake filling out arenas is a test. It's a show of his how much work he put in. Granted. But there's nothing wrong, because I don't like how he did that. I don't like how he did that. You know, I get he's a superstar and all that, but there's people that perform in those rooms with 200 people, 400 people, 500 people, and we appreciate it. We appreciate each and every one of those tickets that got sold. We appreciate the merch that was bought. We appreciate to the point where we take opportunity to speak to almost each and every one of those 450 people. And you know what you create for those people? You create a moment in time for them, which is why Joey is at a top 10 for some people. Because of what he did and how he created those moments in people's lives where people were on drugs and on Molly and going through emotional struggles and messed up, he gave them a way to have a voice or let them know it's okay. I'm going through it too. You could get, I'm trying to get out of it too. We can get out of it. Joey's music, that mood music and all that, were right for those moments in time. And let's not forget to mention how many funk flexes he did with Slaughterhouse. Let's not forget to mention the green room when he's sitting there with Uncle Murda and Styles P and Beans and Freeway and he's sitting there mad and cursing people out, telling about, yo, hold on, I ain't come over here for all this. I came over here to spit my ish and get the hell out of here. Like, you don't get that from Drake, homie. Drake don't freestyle. When you see him doing the thing with the microphone and the dude that speaks English with the fat dude and all that shit's scripted. That's not a freestyle. It's scripted. That's not a real freestyle.
Yeah, Drake, down on
Drake,
the radio.
Drake don't do what Joey can do. And that's why I didn't like, that's why I like his opinion, in my opinion, was that was hate. That was hate too. Both these dudes
are haters to each other.
They're hating on one another. Joey hates the fact that Drake became so successful. So successful for the thing that Joey loves, making music, writing music. Joey hates it. And he may not say it, but that's the way it looks like. That's the way he's And Drake hates the fact that Joey's caliber of rapper is something Drake can't ever be. I'm not saying that Joey's a better rapper than Drake bar for bar. I'm saying the moods, the way I feel inside after listening to Joe, is not the way I feel inside after listening to Drake. Nowhere near the same feelings. Drake makes you want to go get the girl back. Joey makes you want to throw the girl out the window. Mm. With the bath and the baby. Right? There's two different dichotomies, and Drake can't ever be that. Drake is not a savage. That's why he didn't want to battle with Joe. That's why he didn't want to give opportunity with Joe. You know, at the end of the day, styles make fights. And there's something called Red Panty Night in UFC. Red Panty Night is when Donald Cerrone, who's a low-ranked fighter, fights a Conor McGregor. We all know Conor. So it's called Red Panty Night. Because even if the guy that's supposed to lose loses, he still gets paid millions of dollars. Drake took that opportunity from Joey by not responding to him. Because if they would have had a confrontation through music, both of them would obtain success from it, or somebody's career would have been ruined due to it. And I don't think Joey's career could have been ruined, because look at where it was at when that battle all came about. Feel me? When he was battling him, Joey's career was on the way out. So Drake did a smart move. He said, I'm not going to help this dude come back to life. I'm not going to help this dude who I see as competition, who those 450 people in that room feel something for. Drake, Future pulled your card. He said your fans, he said 70% of your fans are men. What he said? He said 70% of your fans are women and dudes that wear flip-flops. That's what he said. 70% of your shit are women and dudes that wear flip-flops. Drake, your fan base is exactly what it needs to be, what you made your album for, the kids and the women. Your albums ain't for the dudes no more. And if they are for the dudes, they're for the younger dudes. They're not for the dudes.
The Gen Zs.
That, look, this is just the truth. And that's why Joey just said to him, Father Time is going to get you. Because eventually you can't, you're not going to be 45 and 50 and rapping the way you rap like on this album and what you rapped about. You're not going to be 45 and 50 and doing it. So that was a perfect thing for Joey to say back. At the same time, he's hating. Joey's hating. Drake's hating. Both of y'all hating on each other. And both of y'all.
Got two sides of the same coin.
But oh man, but they're definitely hating on each other, and that's the way a fan. Look, I'm a fan of you, motherfuckers. I'm a fan, and that's the way a fan is seeing it right now. It's hate. You know what I mean? Leave Joey alone. He's not a rapper. And when Joey was trying to rap with you, you ain't want to rap with him. Yo, Joey, leave Drake alone. Whatever the hell he raps about, who he raps to,
let him
get his money and do it. Obviously, he got the formula. He's one of the richest hip hop artists in the game that just does hip hop music. So his formula must work, and yours didn't because his success is past yours. Stop hating.
Why are you mad?
I get it though.
I get it. They hate each other in certain aspects.
Yeah. But they use their platforms, their cults, and their people. Do you remember when Joey came at Drake and Drake's fans tried to show up to Joey's house?
Oh yeah,
with Joey had to chase these dudes with a rock.
I know, that was kind of funny.
But that's my point though. That you guys act out of character. And the fans are the people that are left to deal with the damage because we're fans of you guys. We put money in your pocket, but this for us don't sit right because these are. Drake, you a punk.
You can leave it there.
You know, Drake's a punk because he didn't respond to him when he had the opportunity and he responded to him now.
Shout out to grandma, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to grandma. He didn't respond proper. He responded through a note and a letter and threw it for your fans to read. So now Drake's fans are going to see Joey and be like, you suck, and restart this whole thing over again. That's what I say. Like, you guys are petty, yo. Speaking of petty, let's go. What do you think about Taylor Swift being all over the fucking NFL? What do you think about Taylor Swift trying to be squeezed in to the Super Bowl?
I thought she was probably going to be in the Super Bowl.
After all this, absolutely, she has to. But what do you think?
Shout out to Usher getting the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, but they gave it to him. Now they're trying to squeeze her in with him.
How? Why? Those two things don't even play.
Because you can't watch a freaking Chiefs game without watching her.
Who said they were going to squeeze her in there? The NFL themselves?
Yeah. The NFL themselves.
They said they're going to put in a Super Bowl halftime.
They're considering putting Taylor Swift.
Considering?
Yeah.
Then you're getting rid of Usher Sean. Usher deserves to be there.
B. Taylor Swift Super Bowl.
And maybe Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift too. She's been around for a long time, but let her come next year. Let her come next year. Let her do 2024. Let her do 2025. The Swifties will be there. Like, Usher, he put a lot. He made his due.
Swift will perform at the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans.
Oh, that's not the Super Bowl, sir. That's a stadium. I mean, she's...
No, it's a Super Bowl.
She's a stadium artist.
But it's a Super... Yeah. Taylor Swift will perform at the Super Bowl in 2025. I'm calling it... Oh, this is an article. I hate y'all niggas.
That's an article. That's 2025. That's like a year and a half from now.
Yeah, that's an article. I think they're gonna squeeze her in, son.
I mean...
Oh, no. It says... Now, yo, there's mad opinions. Now it's saying there's mad opinions. A lot of people are taking
until back. Until it's confirmed by like actual NFL, actual all those things... She ain't performing. It's Usher. All right. Usher.
Let's take a bet.
He gonna bring out Lil Jon and Ludacris to do yeah. And
I don't
love
I
was in friends.
I don't Usher. I don't really want to see Usher at the halftime show.
Why?
No hate. He deserves it. He deserves it. He deserves it. No hate. I don't know. It don't move me. It didn't move me when I found out. I didn't get all like goo goo gaga over it. Like, where has Usher been?
In the residency in Las Vegas.
That's right. That's why he got it, because he's been in the residency in Las Vegas killing it. That's correct. I'm not taking nothing away from him. But I haven't got no new music. I think he got an album coming out, though, right? Supposedly?
Yeah.
I haven't had no new music from you, Usher. Your name ain't in the tabloids. You ain't no heartbreaking. Got no
Confessions. My Way.
Yeah, Confessions is one of the hard. You think
so he that's plays, like 20 million
You think he plays like Let It Burn or something?
Huh?
You think he plays Let It Burn?
He got to play Let It Burn.
Yeah,
you gotta play the hits. He gotta do it. You ain't wanna need one. You gotta play that one.
Who's that, yo?
No, you gotta play.
That's Richard Raymond right there. Yep. That's Richard Raymond right there. Sing it, G.
You gotta play that.
I got a guilty confession.
You gotta play, yeah. You gotta play Confessions.
I got a guilty confession.
What?
We used to sing. Shout out to all my second and third grade homies. We used to sing My Way in the back of the bus together, like a group.
Like I do.
Yo, it'd be like 10 of us. It'd be like 10 of us. It'd be like 10 of us in the back seat.
Aww.
You knew.
He likes it, man. Yeah, that was.
When I say go,
yeah, that was a
hallmark. You gotta do.
You got it bad.
What?
You got it bad.
I don't think he does. Yeah, you think he does? You got it bad?
Yeah. The whole set.
Yo, you know what?
People watching.
Yeah, you know what? Not even only that. Everybody in that stadium is probably going to be singing all those.
White people love Usher.
You know, yeah, it's definitely going to happen. What? We get to see the. Yeah, man. Yeah, you get to
get a little jump. Get a little jump. Okay. Yeah. Pull out Usher, take that and wind back.
All right, so odds are Taylor Swift not performing at the Super Bowl. I think she is.
Remember, Dr. Dre had last year and he had everybody.
I didn't like the Dr. Dre performance.
I didn't like either.
All right.
But yeah, everybody. Yeah, Eminem. Yeah, Kendrick Lamar. 50 Cent. He wasn't even on the bill. They didn't think he was going to be there.
Nah, well.
He came up upside down with his fat self.
M said he wasn't doing it without 50.
Yeah.
That's some real GOAT shit right there. You know what I mean? How a GOAT said, I'm not doing it without this.
You know how much Eminem got? I love you to say, I'm not going to perform a platform with 100 plus million people watching around the world. Unless 50's there. That's love.
Well, M don't need it no more. Most people that got it from music, they don't want the fame. They want the money.
He's the highest. He just cracked the top 10 highest selling artists of all time worldwide.
Who?
Eminem. He passed AC/DC in album sales. He has over like 207 million albums.
I think Drake just broke an album too. Broke a record too for sales. Yeah, he just broke one last week.
Who, Drake?
Yeah. Not with his new album in general, total sales.
Mm.
Like, yeah, his numbers. I think he broke a record. He caught up to somebody. Oh, he's about to pass Michael Jackson.
Beyonce just passed The Weeknd and Michael Jackson in tour sales.
That's crazy.
I was like, what?
Oh, there's so much money in there. All right, let's go.
But remember, they're doing stadiums. They're not doing like low level stuff.
Sexy red tape.
Oh, sexy red.
Yeah, but you said it was whack, right?
Yeah.
I honestly think, like I told you outside, I honestly think that it was...
Like, I don't know my...
A mistake.
My game. Huh?
I think it was a mistake. Like, yo, the only reason you put...
But how did it end up on her IG story? The guy must have had to have her phone.
Yeah.
Like, filming.
Yeah. I didn't say it was a mistake by the same guy. Yo, revenge porn is real. Say we're dating, right? Say you and me are dating, right? And I find some in your phone. I have a decision to make right there.
Hmm.
And that decision is like, I could definitely, if I wanted to, like, a word, that's what you were doing? Screw that. Post that right to your page.
Hmm.
Imagine she got caught doing something and the dude that she's dating doing something and the dude put it up. Oh, that's in your phone? All right, bet. Expose you. Like, I've been caught out there. I've been caught out there. Somebody took my phone and sent something to 10 people in my phone, and one of them was a manager at my job, and I got fired for it. I've been caught out there where somebody took my phone and did something malicious to me. So I can believe that there's people that do stuff just because they're famous don't mean they're not vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They're probably the most vulnerable because they're famous, because we think they're always sheltered. You know, like, legitimately, and... Honestly, like I said, the only reason you make the mistake of posting something like that, the only reason you make the mistake is if when it really looks good. Like Kim K and Ray J. That wasn't a bad date. Think about it. You know what I mean? She was slapping herself with it. You know, it's like, if you just, like I told my side, you just freaking going like this in the video and you're on top, or if you get in dome and all you're recording is her head go like this, then that's not really a date. That's not, you're recording it just for your own pleasure. You're not recording it because, like, you want to look at it later. Yo, the reason you do sex tapes is so you can look at it later. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I was really getting it in right there. Oh, damn, look how she was. Like, it's so you're reminded of a time you had with a person. And like I told you outside, I don't know why I didn't keep that shit in your phone. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you keep it where somebody could have it. Mm-hmm. Like, record it, look at it for a day, and delete it.
I know Academics, he was talking about that video, and he was like, oh, Sexy Red needs to stop having sex with dudes with ankle monitors on.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something.
That was funny. I thought that was funny.
But then, from what you told me, it wasn't... If that's the dude with an ankle monitor, then, again, he should have been standing up. Again, you stand up. You stand up. You bend over. You hit them back. You give her the phone, right? You give her the phone. You say, here, record this. Why? From the back. That's creating a sex tape. Not... Yeah, I mean,
it was more like this.
Yeah, like that's looking down and watching it insert is not a sex tape. It's not a sex tape. That's like looking down and watching it insert, turning her over, spreading her legs this way, and opening the lips and watching it go in and out. Now we're talking, baby. That's a porn. Feel me? Like that's why I say it could have genuinely happened by mistake. Somebody could have genuinely did that to her.
Yeah, that's what everyone believes in.
Because
she even apologized, like, "Oh, that's not me. I'm so hurt by this." And I'm like. Some other people try to blame because of her music. It's like, that's what you project. Like, why are you mad that this is out there?
That's like that Sukihana thing. Like,
yeah, like you're being a Sukihana and you're mad something Sukihana-ish came out.
Well, you know, you want to be a gangster on tape? You end up Takaki 6ix9ine. You want to be a slut on radio, on song? You want to talk about how you get dicked down and raw dog and you
coochie ping booty old bro?
I mean, you deep throat, right? You want to talk like you do all that stuff?
It wasn't ping, by the way.
Well, there's gonna be people that like all that stuff done to them, and those people are gonna come out and they're gonna look for you because you just provided a way that they can possibly get that service done for them. So when you get caught out there because you invited that type of energy through your door into your life, yeah, sex sells. But at what cost? Sex sells at what cost? Your dignity? Your pride? At what cost? 10, 15 years down the line, you can't look at yourself no more? Your kids asking you, what does this mean? At what cost? I get being famous, financially set. I understand. Maybe once somebody, you can't ask this man not to yo-yo. But if he became successful because of OnlyFans, let's say, and he didn't get to yo-yo no more, that'd be a real hard decision for him to make. You know, you women, you people that get famous off of being so provocative, it's I'm not going to say it's the voice of it's the message of the devil. I'm not going to sound like that because that just sounds weird. It's part of life. Good, bad, ugly. But if you're going to project things like that, you have to have common sense to think that those things are going to be invited into your life. And once you open up the Pandora's box to these things, it can be hard to close. Look at Sukihana trying to redo her image. And she's having a problem because they know her for being open lip woman. And now she wants to make music to make people just feel good and protect her sexuality. Mm.
Didn't she twerk on a 10-year-old?
Yo, listen, and this is my thing. How do you take that away? How do you take that away when you do things like that?
You never take it away.
Twerk on a 10-year-old. How do you take that away?
You don't. You never do.
So what? I saw Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, and Erica Mena was having a fight with Spice, arguing.
I called her a monkey.
And called her a blue monkey. How dare you? You know there's no apologizing for that? Look, Joe Rogan said the word nigga, right? Joe Rogan said nigga, right? Black people came by his side. Black people that were his friends. I'm like, yo, bro. He definitely said it out of context. He definitely was wrong. There was people on his platform that checked him. Like, yo, Joe. And he said, yo, I know it was taken the wrong way. I know I was wrong. It wasn't in a, you nigger. It was more of an enduring way. Regardless, he can't say it because he's white. These rules are so stupid. And I get it. But you can sing it in a song because it's in a song. Like Robert De Niro drops the N-word in a movie and it's okay because it's in a movie and he's acting.
What movie, Kurt? He said that in
Bad Grandpa or something like that. He's on the stage. He's on the stage and he's singing. He's rapping. Ice Cube. Today was a good day, and he was gonna say freaking niggas every, and he's like, can I say it? Can I say it to the crowd? And they're all black and they're like, say it, say it. And he says the N word.
And they're like, yeah.
So wait, cause it's acting, it gets a pass.
Yep.
And this is my point where these rules are weird.
He gets a pass.
I'm not.
It's acting.
I'm not. Just the rules are weird. All I'm saying is the rules are weird and they don't apply to everybody. They apply to certain things.
That's like when Bill Burr was talking about like that movie with Bryan Cranston and Kevin Hart, where I think one of them was in a wheelchair.
Uh huh.
And there was like a big out backlash because, oh, why is the guy not in the wheelchair or paraplegic? He's hurt. Like, he's supposed to have wheelchair, more representation. And Bill Burr was like, then it's not acting.
facts. But yo, Erica,
he can't act. He was acting.
Erica,
paraplegic.
Erica,
man, I don't know.
You, girl.
Did she do with DJ Envy or something?
Girl,
years ago.
Girl, you've been. I'm gonna go there.
She looked drained now.
You've been. She's probably emotionally distraught.
Yes.
She had babies.
With Safari.
Safari, you know, the famous life, money. Like, and she's probably, what? These people ain't gazillionaires. Hmm. These people got to make sure their money keeps coming in. It must be very, very stressful with this on
she
them.
She's been around for like at least 15 years
yeah,
now.
Yeah, nah. But what was Erica, girl, come here. You, come here. Come here. Yo. You've been putting black D in your mouth for years. So for you to say anything, and you know what? It's because you said, you meant the word monkey, not because Spice kind of looks like a chimp. You know what I mean? Like her facial features, you crazy motherfucker. It's not because she's black, but her facial features. Like I say Asian babies all look like little monkeys. Is that racist? I don't know, but I say it. You know what I'm saying? It's a joke, but I say it. She didn't say it in a way where, Spice, you look like a damn monkey. No. She called her a monkey because she was black. That right there is a line that she had. She must really have a lot of bent up hurt in her towards black people. She must, because if that's the thing you go, if that's your go-to to hurt somebody's feelings by calling them a monkey, if that's your go-to, then you're just blatantly being racist. Like, if that's your go-to, there's mad ways you could hurt him. Yo, you fat, you fucking ugly. The part where she says, I hope you die. I wish you would have died. Or you should have died,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah,
you like should have died. Yo, when she said that.
Because he had like some.
Yo, you could have left it at that. But the monkey part, you really showed you're a racist. And I boo racist people. It's one thing to say it in joke. It's another thing to point out a stereotype, right? Like Spanish people with beans, Dominicans with plátanos, right? It's a funny stereotype. Fucking Italians with pasta, right? Like it's a funny stereotype when you're joking about it. But when you're going intentionally to damage somebody's feelings and hurt somebody for being something that they couldn't help, well, fucking. Yo, you could help being a religious. You could change your religion. You can't change your skin color. Well. Sammy Sosa, Michael Jackson. Mm. I guess you can, but you can't. You're not supposed. There's certain things that aren't good for you, and changing your skin color is something that you most likely have to deal with for the rest of your life. Erica, five stars down. Five stars.
How you
down,
get five?
Erica.
How you go five stars down?
Five stars. Like you know how you get five stars for a movie? She got negative five stars.
Two thumbs down, Ebert
yeah,
Roper.
Yeah. Like really bad. I can't subscribe to any type of racism. Before we walk out here, though. Before we walk out here.
Packed show.
Last one. Well, that's because we did the topics right. That's because, yo, and that's because you guys are so damn entertaining. Yo.
I know. Oh, we got the original IG back. That was happy.
Oh, yeah. We got the original IG.
After a year and 2 months offline, magically, I'm just scrolling
my
phone.
Ninja.
Like what happened with my Denise account.
Tupac. Well, that's because you pay for the. That's because you pay Instagram now, so they take better care of you now. And on top of that, they want to be in the business of doing people right because it brings people more revenue.
It's like now that I got my Denise account and my WhatsApp account, now it's like I got more. I got six different accounts. I'm scrolling through.
Well, maybe you make a.
One of them I might have to get rid of. Like we have two podcast accounts now.
So what? You keep one for a specific thing. Like
maybe for the reels. Maybe when you do the reels for the AI.
Yeah, maybe you do you could use one for long form post, and then you could use one for short form post.
Yeah, that'll be you like could use the one much newer
for merch. One. You could use
well, one. I have one for merch. Pizza Loving Years has his own IG.
No, I'm saying for the pod.
Yeah, so one for the pod would be the merch. Like, I guess it would be.
But whatever way you want, but you
I'll figure
having
it out.
More doesn't hurt you, you dig? Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted to ask your opinion about them catching Tupac's killer.
Oh, yeah, Keefe D.
That's not really the killer, but I mean, he gave the gun to the killer.
Yes.
You guys got to do your homework. I hate Chinese. Like, you got to do your homework.
But
the indictment is that he gave the gun to the killer.
But he already admitted, like, everything back in, 2011?
He's been admitting it for years.
Yes, but he had what's called, like, a...
A proffer agreement.
Yeah, a proffer agreement. So it's like, he had to admit it, but he gets no jail time. Like, he's good. But he made, like, a book. He kept talking about this crap, and that's what caught him up. How you write a book about it? Dude, that's not what you're supposed to do. Like, once you confess, all right, boom, that's it. But then he kept going along with it.
Well, you know why, though? Because he saw somebody jumped in his ear and told him that he can make, yo, bro, you got money sitting there. And he was like, what you mean I got money sitting there? He said, well, you signed an agreement stating they can't take you to court for anything you said as long as it was real. So they can't take him to court for what he said to them as long as what he was stating were facts. That's what the proffer agreement was, right? Now, he writes a book and he goes on Vlad because those are checks. Those are checks at the end of the day. And he's thinking, I can't get got for this. At the end of the day, I didn't kill the dude. I'm accusing my nephew who is dead. So they can't come after me. If these dudes are going to keep paying me checks, because you know Vlad paid him to come up there.
Yeah, Vlad pays everybody. Yo, academics admit that he pays him to come up there.
You know that book made money. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he's making money out of this, why is he going to go... Man, at that point, he... You know what I read in the comments? They kept saying that it was on his chest for so long. It was on his chest for so long, he had to get it off. That it was eating him alive. That's why he kept going on Vlad. That's why he wrote the book. That's why that it was eating him alive that he did that. I don't believe that shit. He's a gangster. No. You think that he gives an F?
It's more harder for like men to hold in shit, things like that.
You know how many deaths you know how many people he's probably killed and we don't know about? You think because it's Tupac, he's like, oh my God.
I mean, because he didn't outright kill Tupac. Supposedly. I mean, supposedly, but it's like if you kill somebody. Yeah, I'm not going to admit that you killed somebody, but it's like, I know another guy that killed this guy. Like, oh yeah, that guy did it. Because it's not you. You didn't kill the guy. He killed the guy.
It's so messed up, though, because a Crip turned informant. A Crip turned informant. Snitched that Keefe D.
Crip.
snitched that Keefe D was the one that handed the gun to another dude in the car. Big Dre or Big K, something like that. So that it wasn't Orlando. And that's why they brought Keefe in.
Yeah, they tried to say it was like Orlando or something.
They brought Keefe in because that proffer agreement is now that thing is null and void. Because if it comes out the truth that another story is the truth, now that agreement is gone because you lied. So now
that's perjury then.
Now he's hit with that, right? Lying on that.
That's perjury.
And then he's hit with the fact that it's accessory to murder. If he gave anybody a gun. Yep. Like,
I hope the trial.
He's
live.
A moron.
I hope it goes live the trial so he can just watch this.
Yo, he's a moron though. Why would you admit?
Just shut up and just leave shut your up. Lies.
You would have been scot free, homie. Like yo, and yo, there's something to be said about how you police officers never catch the. I mean, I know you caught Nipsey's murderer. I think XXX.
But that was more in plain sight.
XXX Tatacion's murder.
That was in plain sight.
I know, but you ain't get Jam Master J's. Nope. You know what I'm saying? You ain't get Biggs. You ain't get Tupac's.
But didn't Keefe D say like something with Diddy paying him $1 million?
That's another thing too.
So,
like
so Diddy might have to.
I honestly absolutely think that Diddy's gonna have to show up in court because they're gonna because Keefe D has been saying that Diddy paid him, right?
Yep.
But Keefe D could pull some shit and be like, nah, he didn't pay me. Nah, I was lying. Nah, he didn't pay me. Just to keep him out of it. But I don't think he does that. I think that he honestly, like, I don't know. QVD never, well, he did snitch because he snitched on that proffer agreement.
Yep.
He already turned informant and ratted when he said that. You already ratted on what happened on the call, who was in the car, and who did it. You already ratted. So, yeah, I could see him ratting on Diddy, and I could see Diddy being on trial for it. I could see Diddy being, because why not? But I could see the where it's Diddy's at right now. He's so lawyered up and powerful and all that. You know that number 1 million to kill Tupac, supposedly? I bet that number just turned into 5 million. I could see Diddy going to Keefe like, yo, listen, I know you're going to be in jail, blah, 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 but listen, I'm going to give you 5 million. You know what that means? Your family's good. I'm just good. Everybody's good. I'm going to give you 5 million. Just don't mention me.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that. Speaking of money, and we'll walk out on this. Did you know Tupac's BMW is selling right now for $1.7 million?
Yeah, I heard.
I wish. Yo, you guys, don't buy it. Because I'm going to be a millionaire one day. And I'm going to go get that car. Like, dead ass. I'm going to go get that car. I want that 7 Series BM. That shit was fly, and it's Tupac's. $1.7 million, you guys? But you know why somebody hasn't bought it?
It's curse.
No. It was, somebody did buy it after Tupac bought it, and he put, like, I think, like, 150,000 miles on it. He drove it a lot. So it's not the same.
It's not good.
It's not the genuine car that Tupac had when he had it. You would have to get that car and like probably restore it. You know what I'm saying? But leave the original. Yo, bro, I get that car. I'm going to try to put bullet holes on the side to replicate how the fuck his car looked like that night. God bless the dead Tupac. Walk us out of here, yo. I'm an asshole, bro. Can't find me nowhere.
Well, thank you all for watching. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like and subscribe right there. Click on down below. We try to provide you amazing podcast content. I'm going to be around for any couple of shows. I have a show October 22nd. Yeah, October 22nd at Photo Ground Studios. And, you know, I wish Halloween's coming up. So,
awesome.
So any Halloween things, events coming up, just let us know. You already got Instagram, Richie Loves Yo-Yos. That's Fuma Mucho.
Hey, yo.
So peace, love, and yo-yos to you all.
Later, guys.
Black people.
Nigga said black. You are black.